A circle of chairs fills a living room at a house in Seattle's Greenwood neighborhood. The 10 women gathered here are old friends, sharing the news that two of them, Kathy Silverman and Jan Veeling, recently became grandmothers.
We're very excited. We have a granddaughter who is eight months now.
Wow.
I know. And she's the cutest thing ever.
Their joy is that much more intense because many of these women thought they'd never get to this point. They're all lesbians who grew up at a time when it seemed like if you lived an openly gay lifestyle, you'd never have kids of your own. But in 1983, this group found each other, about a dozen lesbians in committed relationships who wanted to be moms. They first met through a parenting class in a church basement. Some of them had babies already, and some were still figuring out how they would make that happen. One of the women in the group handed out mimeographed instructions on how to artificially inseminate with a syringe and sperm from a donor.
Because we had no other way to do it. You know, we had to help one another and support one another so that we could have children.
Sunny Rivera volunteered as a sperm runner making special nighttime deliveries in Seattle.
You know, carrying sperm and speeding as fast as I can to give it to the lesbians who are waiting, you know. And so it was kind of interesting. I was afraid I was going to get pulled over. And they're going to think I have drugs or something, you know.
Meredith Stannard and Elise Sandinella soon gave birth to a baby girl. Like most new parents, they were overwhelmed. Stannard says their parenting group became a lifeline.
Because once you do it, you go like, oh my God, look what we've done. Here we are, two lesbians in the world in 1984. And we have this baby and, you know, it's pretty uncommon.
The moms group helped them feel more normal. Much of what they would talk about was the same as any new parents, how to survive colic episodes or temper tantrums or toddlers who wouldn't go to sleep at night. And they'd also celebrate big holidays together and became like extended family.
You know, we would have Easter egg hunts and we'd make cookies at Christmas and everything. And all the kids, you know, they looked around and all the families looked the same. And so that was good for them.
Meredith's daughter, Drew Zandinella Stannard, agrees. She's almost 29 now and says none of the kids she went to school with had gay parents. So when she was little, the mom's group was the only place where she met other kids who came from families like hers.
I just thought of them as these like kind of weird cousins who I saw sometimes, who I had play dates with. And I didn't think about it at the time, but now looking back, if I had spent my whole childhood not ever knowing anyone that had a family like mine, it would have been really kind of isolating.
Instead, she says she's enjoyed the love and support of a big group of moms they all jokingly call the lesbian mafia and can depend on for any kind of help. But Drew's mommy, Lee, says it wasn't easy.
You had to be brave. You had to be brave and you had to be out there and you had to make sure that the kids were proud of you as parents. And not trying to hide and say you're somebody else or, you know. I remember going to school with Drew when she was in Montessori, and I walked in the class, and they said, who are you, the kids? And I said, I'm Drew's mom. No, the other one's her mom. And I said, well, I'm her mom, too. Oh, no, she can't have two moms. And I said, well, why not? And then they just sort of all looked at me like, you had to be out there. You just had to be brave.
And that courage was necessary every new school year, each time their kids joined a sports team or made a play date with a new friend. Jean Casota remembers when her daughter Bryce was about 9 years old and had to make a family tree to hang in the hallway at her school.
And she was just agonizing. Does she put her donor or does she put her other mom on it? And she was crying, and it was really hard, and I was helping her decide which to do. And she said, Mom, why do you have to be a lesbian? And I said, well, I'm a lesbian because that's who I am, and in order to be authentic, you know, that's who I am. And I said, maybe a better question would be, if I knew I was a lesbian, why did I choose to have children? And she looked at me with these eyes and the tears in her eyes, and she said, no, Mom, you were meant to be a mom. So even no matter how much that was a troubling situation for her, she knew that our families were important.
Over 30 years, this group of families has gone through thick and thin together. Some got married when it became legal in other states. Two of the five couples broke up and brought new partners into the group. Still, the shortest relationship has lasted 18 years. Drew says she and the other kids are grateful for the stability their big gay family has provided. It makes her blood boil to see people demonstrating against same-sex marriage or Supreme Court justices asking if their lifestyle is damaging to children.
If I could just go meet them and be like, look how well adjusted my friends and I are. Like, look at this wonderful supportive group of mothers. How could you ever think that that would be damaging to someone?
Next month, the moms group will celebrate their 30th anniversary. And in June, they're hoping to celebrate a change in federal law for same-sex couples. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.